Hey, wake up, it's me, your roommate's little sister, silly. Can I crash in your tent? This rain came out of nowhere and I don't have a rain fly for my hammock. I know, you all said to pack for rain just in case, but I didn't want to carry a rain fly all the way here, and the weather said that rain was unlikely. Yes, I'm regretting it now. But that's beside the point. I'm soaked. Can I please sleep in your tent? My brother is sleeping with his girlfriend, so that would just be weird, and I don't really know anyone else here. I mean, I just met you today, but I've heard so much about you from my brother that I feel like I can trust you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My brother always said you were such a stand-up guy. Can you believe this rain, though? It said there was only a 10% chance of rain. I really thought I'd be fine rolling the dice and leaving my rain fly home. Guess I lost that one. Shit. My sleeping bag is still out there, and it's definitely soaked through by now. Fuck. Do you think you could unzip your sleeping bag and share it with me as a sort of blanket? I know sharing your sleeping bag with a cold, wet girl you barely know at 3 a.m. in the middle of nowhere probably isn't what you signed up for when you set out on this backpacking trip, but I don't really have a lot of options here. And I'm really sorry to have to wake you up like this and be such an inconvenience. I swear I'll make it up to you somehow when we get back home. Oh! You've got a dry shirt and some boxers for me to change into also? Oh, that's so thoughtful of you. Cause yeah, these clothes are soaked through and I'm pretty sure you don't want to share a sleeping bag with me all wet like this. Alright, I'm going to change, so don't turn on a flashlight or anything. Don't you hate how wet clothes cling to your body? They're so hard to get off. There we go. You know, it's a good thing it's so dark in here, or else I'd be giving you quite the show right now. Oh, you'd pay to see that show, would you? Yeah, I'm sure you would. Well, settle down there, cowboy, because you ain't getting any of this tonight. You can't tell, but I'm motioning to my completely bare-naked body right now. If I turn to the side like this, you might just be able to see a silhouette of my bodacious figure. But seriously, no canoodling, okay? You're pretty hot, but we did only just meet today, and I'm not the type of girl to just jump a guy's bones right after meeting him. Now, where did those boxers and shirt go? There they are. Oh, fuck, it's so cold. Alright, I'm changed. Unzip that bag and make room for me. I'm freezing. Wait, you're not naked in that sleeping bag, are you? Oh, you've got some boxers on. Good. Can't be sleeping with a naked stranger in the middle of the forest now, can I? What would our campmates say? Oh my gosh, okay, I'm climbing in. Hurry and warm me up. Yes, I know I said no messing around, and I meant it. But I'm freezing, and you're warm. Hold me, please. Warm me up. You are warm. Thank you. And thanks for letting me tag along on this backpacking trip, and for letting me crash here with you, even though I am cold and wet. My brother has always spoken so highly of you, though I'm not sure he'd approve of us cuddling together in a sleeping bag, half naked. This is nice. Your arms feel so nice around me, and I love the sound of the rain on the tent. Hey, can I ask you something? Did you mean it when you said you'd pay to see me strip? No, I'm not offering. I don't know, I've never thought I looked good enough to do something like that. Really? You really like them that much? But you haven't even seen them. Oh, but you can tell, can you? Well, thank you. That's awfully sweet of you. You're not so bad looking yourself, you know. So what else do you like about me besides my boobs? And don't leave out any details. My ass? You couldn't stop staring at it all day? Wait, that's why you were hiking behind me all this time? You creep. Well, I've been sweating and working myself silly climbing this mountain. You've been getting your rocks off staring at my ass and my little blue shorts. Go figure. If you really have been staring at my ass all day, it must be driving you crazy to be so close to me right now. To have my fit ass just barely covered, wearing your very own boxers only inches from touching you. If I were to just push my ass back just a little bit more, I'd... Oh my god, is that... Shit, you really do like my ass. You're hard as a rock. Do I really have that much of an effect on you? These boxers are so thin, too. I can feel your warm, hard cock pressed up against me. It's almost like we aren't wearing anything at all. So what's it like to have your cock pressed up against my firm ass after staring at it all day? I bet you didn't think you'd be cuddling with your roommate's half-naked little sister when you woke up yesterday, did you? Or that she'd be rubbing her ass up against your cock like this, huh? I know I said no canoodling earlier, but I don't think a little fondling would be all that bad. You can't tell my brother, though. He'd kill me, and he'd definitely kill you. I may have just started college, but he still treats me like a kid. So, what are you waiting for? Don't you want to touch my breasts? Don't you want to run your hands over them, squeeze them, and feel my nipples grow hard? I want you to touch them. I want to feel your hands all over me while your cock is pressed up against me. Yeah. That's it. Oh, yeah. Can you feel through my shirt how hard my nipples are getting? No, of course I'm not wearing a bra. That thing was soaked. I don't even really need one either. I mostly just wear one to keep my nipples from showing through my shirt. Speaking of which, why don't I take this shirt off so I can feel your hands on my bare skin? Yeah. Shit, your hands feel incredible cupping my breasts like that. And I can feel your cock throbbing against me through these boxers. Are you as turned on as I am? Here. Let me just guide your hand a bit lower and slide it under these boxers I'm wearing and... Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Can you feel how wet I am? I'm practically gushing for you. Go ahead. Stick a finger in. There's no need to be shy. Oh, that feels so good. Can you stick in another finger for me? I need it. I need you. Oh, that's perfect. And your hand grabbing my tit like that feels so good. Oh, shit. Fuck. Keep doing that. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Oh, God. Please. Oh, keep going. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck, I'm really... Oh, you're really gonna make me come. Fuck me. That was amazing. I don't usually come that fast. You've got magic in those fingers of yours, handsome. Fuck. And your hard cock is still throbbing against my ass. Can I take it out? I know I said no fooling around, but I don't give a shit anymore. I've got to feel it in my hands. Can I please touch it? Please? Please let me take out your cock, mister. I promise I'll be nice to it. Please? You won't regret it, I promise. Here, lay on your back for me. I'll just pull your boxers off and slide my hands slowly up your calves. And slowly up your thighs, just barely scratching your skin with my nails until I finally reach your balls. They feel so good in my hands, so warm and heavy. I bet they're just swollen with cum. Now I'll just wrap my hands around your hard cock. Fuck. So warm and hard and... what's this? Oh my gosh, you're oozing pre-cum all over. So, how would you feel if I licked it? Would that be okay? Oh, you want me to beg for it? Alright. Can I lick your cock, mister? Can I please swirl my tongue all around your warm, hard cock? I just want to taste you, mister, that's all. I just want to put your warm, hard cock in my mouth. Thank you. Don't close your eyes. I know it feels good, and I know you can't really see me in the dark, but I want you to look at me while I suck your cock. I want you to moan for me and run your hands through my hair while you tell me how you like it. Tell me how you like my warm mouth on your hard cock. Tell me how it feels to have my tongue swirl around the head of your cock. And how my long, damp hair tickles your skin. Tell me what it's like having your roommate's little sister suck you off not even 10 feet away from his tent. Oh, you're close. Well, don't you even think of coming yet, mister. I've got something else in mind for you. Let me just slip out of these boxers and straddle my warm, wet pussy over that perfect cock of yours and just ease myself down on you. Fuck. Shit. You feel so good. I was dreaming of this all day. Yeah, that's right. I was staring at your ass too. I got wet just watching your legs flex and your butt tighten as you were hiking. I wanted you so bad. Fuck, you're so hot and you feel incredible.
You feel like, your cock feels like it was made for me, mister. Do you want to come inside me? Do you want to come deep inside my warm pussy? Oh, it's safe. It's safe. I'm on the pill. I just need to feel her come inside me. I just need to feel you shoot it all inside me. I'm close, mister. I need you. I need you to come inside me. I need it so bad. I can feel you throbbing inside me. Oh, I know you're close. I am too, so I need you to come for me, okay? Come for me. Please come for me. Come deep inside me. Shit, I'm gonna come. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Oh God. Oh fuck. I'm gonna. I'm coming. Was incredible. I could feel you spurting into me just as I was coming. That was unbelievable. And I can still feel you twitching inside me. And your hands feel so good squeezing my ass like that. Let's just stay like this for a while. This is perfect, you know, laying here with you. All warm and dry. Mostly dry. With your arms around me, listening to the rain outside after a beautiful hike in the mountains. We need to get to sleep if we want to have any chance of having enough energy to get off this mountain tomorrow. Sweet dreams, handsome. I'll see you in that gorgeous cock of yours tomorrow.